The Reverend and the Rabbi. The hours sped as on through space they flew. To be well entertained and fed is what most voyagers aspire to, so these were quite content. The morning of day 4, Evangelist Tom Beale and Rabbi Becky Schwister took the floor. They had been asked to get up side by side, were given strict time limits, and told to speak in alternating minutes. Why all these rules? The delegation members were no fools. All said they'd rather be lobotomized or dead instead of what they most abhorred, captive, proselytized, and bored. And two, since everybody knew that Jew and Christian, following a long tradition, viewed each other with suspicion, more as rivals than as sister or as brother, all felt it would be much more fun to watch one going at the other. Beale, of whom they all had heard, arose and quickly gave his word that he'd not try to stretch his time. Indeed, all knew the last time that he'd opted not to stretch was not in minutes, but in years, a stretch he'd served with other racketeers inside a jail. For Beale, despite his virtuous convictions and divine connections, had been convicted of the spending of donations from his vast, adoring TV congregation, not on good works, charity, and such, but on a mansion down in Texas, and a mistress, and Alexis. Even Lash and Coca knew that Beale's TV career was through, that he, an object of derision, had been banned from raising funds or praising God on television. But, said Beale, the Savior has forgiven me. Last month he gave a sign that I should be an interglobal missionary, told me I should fly to Crow and let those heathens know that if they truly will believe that he did come from high above with truth and love and died atoning for their sins, and if they will obey God's laws to honor father, mother, sister, wife, and give donations to our cause, they will receive eternal life. So saying, Reverend Beale did send a smile of triumph toward the rabbi, Becky Schwister, as if to say, "Top that one, sister." But Sam McDonald could not resist to jump right in as journalist and ask Tom Beale, did he upon the cross atone for Croatian's sins as well? Of course, Beale easily replied. I'm sure that if you dig into the history of Crow, you'll find a kind of parallel. You'll find an apple and a tree, a woman, man, and serpent, too. You'll find a sin, a fall from grace, a need to save the Croatian race. And since Christ can't be everywhere at once, or die in agony 1,000 times upon 1,000 crosses, clearly he preferred to cut his losses, die just once for half Jerusalem to see, then leave it up to Matt and Luke and guys like me to spread the word throughout the universe and history. I see, responded Sam, and made a note, and now it's Rabbi Schwister's turn. Said she, I recently did learn that there may be on Crow a group called Mensch, or in the plural, Menschen. As some of you may know, in German and in Yiddish, this word means human being. It is my theory that these Menschen are diasporatic Jews, perhaps descendants of Hebrews who, in a kind of mass ascension, went to Crow as many as 3,000 years ago, though how or why I do not know. It could have been to flee some feudal intervention like a pogrom or an inquisition. Anyway, it's my intention and my mission, wheresoe'er my people roam, on land or sea or crow or foam, to find them all and bring them home. So saying, Rabbi Schwister raised her chin and flung a glance at Reverend Beale, as if to say, your turn, Schlemiel. McDonalduck was so impressed by these displays of piety and erudition, he blurted out the sad admission that the Bible was a book he'd never read. It seems that as a duckling, Sam had found it easier to spread upon the ground and read a quarterly called Plow and Seed. This fascinating tract inspired Sam, a duck who only swam and quacked, to seek another form of self-expression and led him to the news profession. But who can tell? Perhaps had he back then the opportunity to read God's word, he might well have preferred to lead a congregation and become the richest pulpiteer on any network TV station. I've heard, said Sam, that God created man, but did he also create ducks? For that is what I am. Of course, replied the rabbi. Let me see. If ducks are birds, I think he made them on day 5, but if they are domesticates like cows and dogs and chicks, he probably created them along with men and crocodiles the next day, which was 6. Sam turned to Reverend Beale. Do ducks have souls, he asked, and if so, are there men like you, or ducks somewhere, who spread the word that true-believing waterfowl can go to heaven too? These were questions neither Beale nor Schwistert ever heard. It being lunchtime, he demurred to answer them without a great deal more reflection. Meanwhile, he concurred with her suggestion that after lunch the floor should go to the psychiatrist, the poet, or the Navajo.